UHV monitoring.
T4HAN Mobile.
Ian, good morning, sir. How are you?
Thank you, sir. I'm doing all right, but just returning home from my parents' house. Stayed there tonight, last night. We tried to catch some fish, but by the time we got out there and started trying to fish, it started raining. So, we ran out of luck on it last night, but we're going to try again tonight.
Hey, that's pretty awesome. I was just about to ask you how you did.
Not a problem. I appreciate it. How's it going since last night?
Yeah, it's too bad you guys got rained out a little bit out there.
Well, it happened. It felt good, though. It was hot.
Yep.
It felt good. It was kind of hot outside, so it cooled us off a little bit.
That's always nice to get cooled off a little bit, you know? Did you get anything messed up with all the water? Probably not, right? I know when I go fishing, all my stuff's pretty much waterproof, so.
Got no stuff, man. We're fishing. If you got something that ain't waterproof and you're fishing, I mean, what's the point of arguing?
Yeah, you might as well go ahead and dunk it in the water there.
I might be getting a little interference from my location, but I'm driving up and down hills, but I'll try and keep it with you.
It sounds like you could be overdriving your mic a little bit. Maybe if you hold your microphone a little further away from your mouth, it might be coming through a little better then.
All right, how's that?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting about that. Oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful morning this morning. I think I'm going to get to the house and bring me up a cup of coffee.
Hitting my first cup of coffee right now myself.
Coffee.
Cream and a little bit of sugar, not much. Not like these kids at Starbucks these days, but just enough to maybe change the color a little bit.
Well, I usually do mine with soy milk and sugar. The reason I do soy milk is I can't have dairy milk and I can't have creamer because it has wheat products and egg products in it. As well as milk products. Now, I'm allergic to all three of those. So, my cream is soy milk and sugar. And it's not bad. I mean, it's better than nothing. It tastes really good to me. So that's all that matters. And it wakes me up.
Stuff. I might would go black if I was you. I like black coffee too, you know, but just a little bit of cream sometimes just cuts that edge off for me.
Try plain black coffee. I could stand it, but it's not something I prefer to do all the time. I try and only do it like the days that I really need to wake up really, really quickly. And plan throughout the day, sir.
I had to step away for about 30 seconds here, and I'm back now.
Problem is not a problem, I understand. I was just asking, what you got planned out for today?
I'm not really sure what I'm doing today. My wife is house-sitting, and she just got back for the day, so I guess we're probably going to hang out and go do something. We might go take the boat out on the lake, and who knows, and then a little bit later, I guess I'm going to drive her back to that the house, or drive with her. That way, we can hang out and leave her car out there.
All right. Yeah, going out to the lake. I used to do that all the time when I was younger, but I don't have a boat. No more when I did it. My dad had a boat. He had a pontoon, but before he died, he sold it. So I haven't been having I haven't had an actual lake day in 3 or 4 years.
Still a little bit hot for me for lake day. So I don't know that we'll actually go do that or not.
It does never hurt to try. But I hope y'all do get to make it out there. Just because it's hot doesn't mean you can't pull off. I think you got the whole lake jumping in wherever you want.
Right? Yeah, I know. It's always an option for you there. And then I guess at some point today, I got to get some quail out of the freezer and get those defrosted and cut up for the hawks and feed them today. And I got to go check on the pigeons. And I got about 120 Carolina Reapers in the ground. I probably need to go right out there and check on them too.
Carolina Reapers. I love hot peppers. If you have extra, if you want me to buy some from you, man, I'll take them.
Hot pepper guy around these parts, I believe. Right now, I've probably got maybe 7 different varieties of super hots in my freezer. This year, I only grew Carolina Reapers. I have a hot sauce company, and we make really hot sauces. A little bit hotter than what you can typically find in the grocery store. And that's what I use most of these peppers for. So I've got some Better Butches. I've got some Chocolate Douglas. I've got some Bush Tea Trinidad Scorpions. I've got some Normal Scorpions. I've got some Carolina Reapers, some 7 Pot Primos. I just got a whole set. I really plan on using these ones in the freezer.
I would love that, Pat.
You don't have that problem with the getting burned twice with the sauces I make.
All right, that sounds good. Just look me up on QRZ. Well, my email may not be updated. Shoot, I'm trying to think of a way that I could give you a way to get in contact with me.
QRZ and look me up, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. My email address there is current, and you can feel free to shoot me an email, and I'll respond to you, and we'll hook up, and I'll get you some peppers.
Good. I appreciate you. I really do. I'm glad you're risking that stuff.
I typically only grow the peppers that you can't buy in the store, so it's all the super hot stuff. So if you like really hot stuff, you're going to like what I got.
It's about that, I do.
Bottles of the hot sauce left over from last year, ferment as well, so I'll hook you up with a bottle of that, too.
That sounds really good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have to let me know how it is on that catfish, man. I love hot sauce and fish.
I will definitely let you know. I gotta catch one first, but I'll let you know.
Well, not only you gotta catch a catfish, you gotta hook up with me and get the sauce.
Yeah, definitely. That's all right. It makes it even more challenging, even better. It's going to have a really good end result now.
For reference, I'm located in Pendleton. Sometimes, maybe twice a month or so, I'll head up towards Greenville way.
Well, yeah, so I live in Easley. I caught with you before, but my call sign got changed because I did a vanity call. My name is Chan. To Charlie Hotel off in November. My call used to be Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. It's now Kilo Charlie 4 Hotel off in November. I worked up in Pendleton before. I worked up there maybe about 3 months in a row with the utility company Duke Energy Pike Electric. And it's a beautiful place. I like it up there.
To hold off on adding more students for a little while, you know, give us a little break. But yeah, actually, I can cruise up to Easley, no sweat, man. That's just maybe 15 minutes up the road for me there.
Well, my address is current on QRZ, so what the address that you see there is where I actually live. she wants me to come to you. I don't have any problems doing that at all. It's just it's up to you what she'd like to do. Just get up with me and we'll figure something out. If you'd like to, I'd even invite you to go fishing with me sometime if that's something you'd be interested in.
Fishing, man, I would definitely be down for that sometime. Could you call your call sign up there one more time? I'm going to write it down real quick.
Absolutely. And my call sign is Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November. Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November, KC4.
I appreciate you doing that for me. I got you written down here now, and I'll look you up on QRZ and see if I can't shoot you an email too, you know? That way, I'd love to get you some of these peppers. I've got so many peppers. I was really just sitting here thinking what I was going to do with them. Maybe it's time to make another hot sauce or something, but I just don't know what to do with all these peppers. It seems that the people that buy my product really prefer the Carolina Reapers. I think it's because they're really well known, but, you know, I've got all these other peppers that have really great flavors, man, and I think you might be interested in trying some of those, too.
Absolutely, I would. I'm at a red light sitting directly underneath a power line right now, so my signal may be kind of off. Bear with me just a minute. When the light turns green, I should be okay.
I tell you what, you sound really good underneath those power lines. Maybe you got some sort of weird thing going on.
It's all right. As long as I'm able to get out, that's good.
Coming in pretty good?
You're audible. I got some static in the background, but like I said, I think that could be from the power lines is what's causing all that.
Quite good distance from the repeater here, so, sometimes maybe I feel like I can get a little static across, maybe some interference in transit.
Okay, where you are, you're doing pretty good. You sound, it was just the area that I've been, I have you pretty much full quieting now, so you sound excellent.
Antenna, that's definitely helpful. It's a 6-gain decibel.
Antennas are wonders. I mean, I've always preferred omnidirectional just because I ain't got to go out there and crank it from whatever the direction. I can just hit all the directions at once. But I can definitely see the advantage of a Dean. And it's working really well, and that's what matters. What type of antenna is it? I know it's a Dean antenna, but what brand? Alright.
Top of a guy in this net maybe 4 or 5 months ago. It's been an excellent, great antenna. I have no plans in swapping it out at the moment.
Never swap it out. I mean, it's doing such a great job. Even if you got another antenna for 2 meters and 440, I would keep that thing up as a backup or maybe a primary. I don't know, but I would definitely keep it for use in some form of fashion.
Got to get my high frequency antenna set up.
Okay, you got an HF radio?
ST991A.
Good radio, good pick, good point.
Seems to be serving me quite well. And I got it hooked up to a pyramid switching power supply. I bought a Jetstream power supply when I first started. I've only been a ham for about 6 months or so, but I bought a Jetstream power supply when I first started, and it crapped out on me already. I was kind of disappointed in that, you know.
I feel you. I have a pyramid 30-amp power supply switching. I mean, I call it a DC, but it's the same thing. But it seemed to serve me well on field day, and believe it or not, I'd had it sitting on the shelf for about 2 years before I even used it. So, to me, that sounds to me like it's going to, it works better. That brand's pretty good brand.
And, I think we recently lost MFJ, and that was kind of sad.
I just got my phone maybe about 1 or 2 months ago, and I got the radio, but it requires an external antenna tuner. And I always saw MFJ tuners on VX Engineering. And right as I got my license and got the radio, that's when MFJ shut down their facility here in the United States. And that tore my heart out, because now I can't find any tuners anymore. I mean, I think I've caught a brand that still makes them. It's called LDG, but it's nothing like MFJ.
The company come along here to fill that void that got created when they left us here.
Okay. I'm actually trying to get me tired of the QSO here. If you want to step away for a little while, I don't blame you.
Go inside here for a few minutes and see about maybe sending a couple emails, and I'll be around though. Definitely look forward to hearing from you when you head back out to catch you some more catfish tonight.
Well, I look forward to hearing from you again too. I figure I'll be clear on your final, but see it's KC4HAN, and thank you very much for talking with me this morning.
Man, I really enjoy our conversation. This is KQ4QHV, and I'm going to be clear here, 73s.
KQ4HAN, clear.
K3GCA, Otter Creek. Hello, Chandler. And hello there, Nicholas.
KQ3GCA, KQ4HAN, oh my goodness, the daggone cat just cracked. Look at the cat back in.
Good, sir. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I was just sitting here listening to all that hot sauce pop. Got my mouth drooling here. Thinking, God, I could put that on some tacos or some steak or some chicken wings. So that sounds awesome there, guys. But I just heard you guys both today. I just wanted to say good morning and hello to both of you. And I got to get back to doing what I was. I get my emails ready like you're getting ready to do there. Nicholas, and I got a couple of people that are doing online testing this afternoon, so I got to get ready for that session today.
Well, why don't you shoot me an email there, Mr. Ann? I'll see about getting you a bottle of hot sauce.
Well, Chandler, I did check your QRZ email is the old KO4WWZ at Gmail, so you'll need to get you a new Gmail account or open up something and get your new call sign or get you a different email there, unless you're going to use the old one still.
I had trouble logging in the QRZ the other day, but I'll try it again here today. Is it showing KC4HAN as my call, or is it still showing the old call?
It's showing your new call sign, and it also shows your old call sign, but you have your email listed as the KO4WWZ at Gmail.
Okay, yeah, that email is no longer active. We'll have to update.
Well, you guys both have a great day today, and I just wanted to say hi, and I'm going to get back to doing my work and get ready for my test session this afternoon, KA3JCA.
In there. I hope to get you a bottle of hot sauce at some point soon. KQ4QHV 73, gentlemen.
QSL 73, Richard. It's a pleasure. Thanks for calling us. Don't get to hear you on the direct either much, no more. 73, Richard. 73, Richard. KQ4HAN, now clear.